this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
It's your boy KFC. It's KFC Radio episode 185, brought to you by BetDSI.com. A lot of Larry 2 fans out there went over to BetDSI.com, laid down a bet on the Mets. Didn't work out too well for me.
Should have bet the run line. That's your fault.
What?
He's against the spread fish. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows Larry 2 is against the spread fish. His football picks are in for this week as well. Any interesting or big upsets?
No, I love all the picks, so they're probably going to go on 5. He's got the Bills. He's got the Bills over your Jets.
That would be devastating, by the way. I'm going to pull a Trent Dilfer and throw out a must-win for me tonight.
It's a must-win for both teams.
Yeah,
it's a dreaded must-win in week 2.
That's the life of a Jets fan, where it's like week 1. Look at this guy. He's an idiot. Thinks it's a must-win.
Are
week
we recording,
two,
we by the way?
We got to fucking win
are
this
we
one.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Did Peter hit record?
Okay.
Okay.
Good looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Pete. Shout out to Pete. I call him next week Pete, because everything that is wrong with the podcast, he's always like, we'll fix that next week. Mm-hmm. We'll fix that next week. Anyway, Larry 2's picks are in. Go at your own discretion. You want to fade Larry 2. You want to ride Larry 2. Whatever you want, just go do it at BetDSI.com. BetDSI sets lines for everything, not just football. They do baseball. They do PGA. They do UFC. They do reality TV, the election, which I don't know. Is there a line for both candidates dying before we reach Election Day? Because that's probably the favorite at this point. Right now, if you use the promo code Barstool10, you'll get $10 free to play on any of those lines that I just mentioned. So once again, it's BetDSI.com. Promo code Barstool10. We're coming to you pre-recorded from what I think we're going to call the microwave. Very apropos.
God damn it, Dan.
Dan just loves the fact that he can make these noises in these crisp
The microwave is hot right now. I've been eating some barbecue Pringles, and I've just been going...
Ugh,
it's disgusting.
It's making me...
Dan, stop.
Yeah, like I'm being
serious.
I'm done.
I wanted the listeners to get one little piece of it, but then I'm done.
Yeah, well, you've been doing it for about 4 minutes straight, so they got a full fucking piece of it.
It fucking, like, it, like, creeps me out. Like, it makes the hair on my neck stand up.
It gives me a bad taste in my mouth. It makes me gag a little bit.
By the way, let's do a little cross-promotion here. Shout out to the Cool Club. Go listen to the Dave Portnoy show. He is trying to make the Cool Club a thing so desperately.
So hard.
That he interviewed all the non-Cool Club people. He continually tries to make the Cool Club a thing, even though just pretending that we didn't all go have beers together. Like, all the writers went and had beers together on Monday, and he's still like, the Cool Club thinks are cooler than everyone.
He also
I'm going to have the non-Cool Club on my show, and we're going to have a big division in the office.
He put everyone on a show, and he was just a dick to them.
Yeah, right. So, but that's cross-promotion, and that was our cross-promotion, so go listen to that.
That is cross-promotion on Barstool. it's the microwave, 3 babies in a microwave. That's really what this show amounts to every single episode. We got another batch of voicemails for you. Office life is, we still got G-Chat noises going, so it's still not completely, hang on. Office life, everybody adjusting. I feel like I'm getting the hang of the studio. Everybody's been complaining about levels and sounds and shit. I don't know. We don't know what we're doing yet. We got the new equipment. We got the new mics. Dan clearly likes to make his noises. So now we're ready to rock. Fights has the new neighborhood.
I'm gonna tell you what, Kevin.
Let me just say this. I'm gonna guess for you. I'm gonna tell your story for you. You haven't done like a fucking thing, I bet.
Oh, that's not what I was gonna say. Yes, it's accurate. But I was just gonna say I'm liking it. I'm liking walking to the office. I walked to the office this morning, listened to punk rock the whole way because new Green Day came out this morning and I was kind of into it.
Wow.
So what year is it?
It is 2016.
Okay.
Distressed Jeans are back in. Rad is back in. Green Day's back in. So it's a big year.
What's your walk like? How many minutes?
15.
That's actually nice.
Yeah, except when there's a monsoon of rain.
And I've learned quickly in New York the worst moment of every day, week, year is when you walk down to the subway and miss your train by like 2 seconds. And then you stand there in the hot station for 15 minutes.
Brutal.
With no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing in the world. I'm like, listen, I don't care about cops killing people. I don't care about any other issues. Just give me fucking Wi-Fi on the subway. I don't care about any other issues in the city. I don't
think those are mutually exclusive.
That should be both, probably. That should be de Blasio's main focus. Wi-Fi on the subway. I don't care about anything else. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's 2016.
I actually think black people would agree with that.
Yes, but we don't care if we die as long
as
we're
stop killing them, and we'll have more on our side.
Well, yeah, you guys can hide in the subway if you have Wi-Fi.
But just, John, the point of this that little story there was appreciate the fact that you can have cell phone service for your entire commute.
Well, I just got a phone back because I hadn't had that for the whole time. For like the last, I just got a phone again yesterday.
John is the man with the most broken phone in the world.
Yeah, it's he's a little kid. He's a little kid.
Dude, lost wallets and
my
broken
fucking
phones.
My fucking dad told me that bullshit the other day too. I had that phone for like 2 years.
Okay,
that's a long time.
Is
to
that
have
the one that Gracie Tracy hacked? You're a little kid.
No, that was 4 years ago.
Little kid.
All right, Dave. But it's totally different with a walk because I've almost been hit by a car with a phone.
Oh yeah,
I've been hit by a car.
Bikes
almost.
Too.
The bikers are the worst. These bikers, they've come flying through like, hey, watch out! Oh, they don't. Like, oh, fuck you! How about you get the fuck out of my way? You're not a car. Fuck you!
They don't listen to stoplights either. No, they just run amok. They think the city's theirs. It's
they
crazy.
Really do. And now you get the city bikers. Like, you guys don't know what the fuck you're doing. At least the messengers know how to like maneuver the bike. The city bikes, have you done it at all? It's a tank. It's like a 500-pound bike. It's mm-hmm. like steel, iron, and they don't know how to ride them. It's dangerous.
Quick shout out. I hate cyclists, but I do like that one who said we had good hair the other day.
Oh, he was a cyclist? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's cool.
How about
the rest of them, though?
A lot of, so far, compliments on looks for the whole gang.
We look better when we're... Actually, no. I don't know what it is.
Shit.
No, I was about to spin it, but I really don't. I don't.
I thought we all looked. I was like, listen, when I'm on camera, when I take a picture, when I'm under these lights, I'm going to look fucking. The skinny fat's coming out. I'm going to look ugly. That we don't have makeup on and shit like that. I don't know. It's like the opposite.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that when Dave's on the rundown, those compliments don't come in as often. But yesterday was a good one. Yeah. Yesterday was a big handsome day.
I've definitely lost like 5 pounds being in New York just because my standing time is like 10 billion times what I was standing in Chicago.
Dude, do you know like in my mind, I've started a heavy workout regimen because I walk mile and a half.
Well, no, but it's
I walk
truth.
A mile and a half a day and I'm like, I've been fucking crushed
Dude,
in the gym.
I was so out of shape that just standing for 30 minutes a day has helped me lose weight.
Yo, I'm like at dinner time, I'm like starving. I'm ready to fall asleep at night.
I work
now.
So hard.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, my body is tired from this lifestyle.
Standing.
I commute like 25 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
I told the story on Mail Time. Did I ever tell the story when I went to the gym and it was such a short trip? I came back and Caitlin was like, "What happened? Was the gym closed?"
Yeah.
I was like, "No, I didn't."
I did that. I did that in Minnesota when we were with Pardon My Take in Minnesota, and I was like, I don't want to totally get derailed. We got to get to voicemails, but as a big guy, and this is a shout out to all my big guys out there, there are treadmills that don't support us the way they should, and like the actual no. like track will like kind of like do this weird pause thing.
Oh, hang on, that's every treadmill I've ever been
okay yeah so you're a big guy with me, so like that's not how a treadmill should work. Like a treadmill you should seamlessly run, but some treadmills are not ready for certain amounts of weight, and this treadmill in Minnesota, I was like like I'm gonna die.
Dude, this is kind of like a revelation for me because I've just thought that's how
treadmills like
work.
Pauses. It will pause
yeah,
when you
no,
get like
I know.
A heavy step,
and you kind of like jerk.
Yeah, because
I've
we also
been...
yeah, you're supposed to like run with your like you know the front of your feet. Like I'm like stomping, and it just will like skip really badly, and like I almost like blow out my knee
every single time I'm in the gym. I'm like, I'll go do a little run,
dude.
It lasts 3 seconds. I'm going to die. This
our fat
stupid.
Guy listeners will know what we're talking about. 100%.
Shout out to all the fat guys.
So I didn't trust that treadmill. And then I came back 90 seconds later. I was like, I don't trust that treadmill. I'm not working out.
let's say maybe the treadmills aren't working. You're not losing any weight. You need some new clothes at a new size. Go to 54club.com. It's a clothing membership. You're going to be a member of an exclusive club that I know you guys are itching to get into. Your boy over here is decked out every single
clothes.
Day
I
in my
clothes.
5'4 shit. 5'4 Club, it's an LA-based brand, so they got everything from fashion-forward trends to, you know, your more casual, classic looks. And you can order a hybrid of the two. So let's say you're a dad like myself and you're not down to, like, pin your jeans up like fucking Madam Feidelberg over there. You can, get some more dad look. If you are maybe perhaps of the fashion-forward girly type, you can get the fashionable box. Either way, they're going to send you a couple pieces of clothing each week. and you'll keep your wardrobe updated. Right now, we got a promo code going. It's obviously KFC, and you'll get a double package for your first September club package, which means $240 of clothing for just $60. They do free size exchanges if it doesn't fit, free delivery, and you can always update your profile to make sure it's exactly what you want. So once again, go to 54club.com, spell out the numbers, FIVEFOUR club.com. Use the promo code KFC. You'll get $240 worth of clothing for just $60. We'll start today since we've already been talking about the Subway a little bit. This guy came through on Twitter a couple days ago. Him and his girlfriend were debating it. Roaches and rats.
Hey, boys. So I was having a debate with my girlfriend. I'm just curious what you guys think if you guys go in now that you're all New Yorkers. Do you guys think that there are more roaches or rats in New York City? I personally thought that there'd be more roaches, but then my girlfriend said to me, do you think there are more roaches versus rats plus pigeons? So either or, just curious what you guys think. Diva.
Rats plus pigeons or roaches? I am of the thought that there are roaches
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is kind we of eat roaches. Like, you know that whole, like, you eat like eight spiders a year. I think I eat like 100 roaches a year.
And that's just voluntary.
Yeah, right. Like the ones I don't even know about.
That's called snack time. I do think they're everywhere. The flip side, though, is that there are, I mean, the tunnels and the underground aspect of New York, I mean, it's so expansive. And the rats are, they rule the underground tunnels. You add in the pigeons, which are the rats of the sky. I mean, pigeons are fucking everywhere.
Do you
pigeons
remember the blog I had the first time I lived in New York? When a pigeon flew into my house and shit everywhere, would get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then once I got him out, he just stood outside my window and stared at me.
Yo, they have no fear.
Let me back in, bitch. I'm not done in there.
It's like Costanza, man. We had a deal. Like, pigeons in New York are not afraid of shit. Mm-hmm. They don't move for you anymore. They got that weird, like, oil slick on them where they're all, like, different colors. You know, they're, like, purple and teal. I don't know what's going on there. A lot in the air, a lot underground. But do they outweigh roaches? My answer would be no.
Definitely not. Yeah. I think it was the girlfriend who brought up the beginning one. Where if you're debating roaches versus rats, that's idiotic. That's not even
close. Yeah, yeah. Right.
When you add in pigeons, then we can talk. But yes, I'm still going roaches.
The pigeons are definitely the difference for me. Chicago to New York. Rats. There's more rats in Chicago. I actually like. There's less. I've been noticing like. Oh yeah, that's like. I see one or two rats. Chicago, the alleys. I used to have like 100 rats live in my alley. So yeah. that's not a problem. But the pigeons suck because you got to deal with the pigeons. Like you said, they don't get out of your way.
they
just fucking stand there. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my way, man.
I think homeless humans might outweigh all of them.
Yes, that's another thing.
So many homeless people in New York right now. I feel like it's gotten maybe a little better in the past 6 months. Like 6 months ago, it was like old New York, like 80s New York, where it was homeless on every corner.
I want to get to the point where I'm a hardened New Yorker because I still feel bad when I walk by him.
Oh,
I'm like, ah,
John,
that'll
take about a week.
This poor guy.
That's
like,
coming quick.
Like, there was some dude who I couldn't tell what he was doing yesterday. He was like, he was dancing, but he was maybe having a seizure. And I was like, I should touch him and feel.
I
couldn't tell if he was having a fucking seizure.
Who cares if he is?
See, it's not even the homeless people. It's just so many people and so many weird things. Yesterday, it rained a little bit. We watched some
the most rain I've ever experienced.
Some
Dan.
Kid. Okay. It rained a lot. I don't know. Was that a lot of rain?
It was a lot of rain.
Okay. This is the worst radio. This actually is like, I listened to WFAN once. And they're like, man, it rained in Queens, but it didn't rain in Bronx. And like, they went through like 15 minutes, like Joe and Evan or whatever. And like, yeah. Like, oh, I can't believe it didn't rain by you, but it rained by me. Crazy. Anyway, some kid, he like, looked like a regular kid, 25 years old. He put his hands in like this dirty, gross puddle and just used it to like slick back his hair. And I was like, that's what is weird about New York.
That's worse
like,
than homeless.
I know like the homeless people are going to be weird, but like just these people I should be able to count on to not do weird shit, they're doing weird shit too.
This city sucks so much. John, don't ever touch the homeless. I mean, it wasn't
ever going to be like, I wasn't like close to touching him. I was just I feel bad for that guy.
That's a new video. Touching the homeless. Like if you just walk around the city just touching homeless people, like tag your it.
Yo, you better get a lot of money for that segment. I will step right the fuck over a homeless person having a seizure. If I know they're having a seizure, I will step over you.
See,
and be like,
I
want to
fast forward to that. Our Boston people, Boston homeless people are like wild. I don't understand them. They're all
like ex-Harvard professors.
Yeah, they're all like middle class white people who have cell phones and stand on the corner on like the off ramps of highways.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't understand Boston's homeless at all. Every time I see one, I'm like, just fucking like, I don't know, go to Panera. Like, you can afford a salad. Just go buy that.
Some dude I saw the other day was rocking like some pretty clean Adidas.
Yeah,
like,
I've had.
That's it, always, yeah.
In Boston, they wear like khaki shorts and polos. It's insane.
Let's talk about being adopted. This is a good one.
Sup, KFC? It's your boy, Ian. So, I'm adopted. I'm 24. However, I didn't find out until I was 20. So, two questions. One, am I an idiot for never realizing on my own? And two, what's the appropriate reaction? I've spent the past 4 years just being a massive failure in my parents' eyes. Viva.
Adoption.
Wow. He spent the last 4 years doing what?
Being a massive failure.
Dude, fuck
eyes.
These parents. 20?
Yo, well.
That's a long-ass time.
I think at that point you had to go all in.
Yeah.
And you don't ever say
ignorance
it.
Is bliss at that right. point. It's either earlier than that or not at all.
It's like 12 to 14, like when you can start having ideas and thoughts and understanding, like, this is my family.
Yo, first of all, shout out to all my adopted people, because you're fucked up once you're adopted. Mm-hmm. It's just like automatic. You find out you're adopted, you're fucked.
Wait, quick toss up. Adopted or Asian. Divorced parents? More fucked up.
Divorced. Adopted is I keep slipping Asian in there. Okay. I think being adopted is more fucked up than divorced parents.
And we're not saying you're a fucked up person. We're just saying, like,
fucked up situation.
Yeah, you have, like,
divorced is, like, that's
so
standard
now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you tell a kid, yo, like, you're not actually mine. That's fucking tough. Everything I do in life, I try to just, like, get away with it. Whether it's, like, you know, something I don't want my wife to find out, something I want my boss to find out. I'm just like, I'm going to ride this out, and hopefully nothing ever comes of it. I'm not the type of person to shoot myself in the foot and sit down with my kid and be like, I adopted you. Because then there's a chance they become all fucked up and they rebel, and then you got a whole shitstorm on your hands. You know what I'm saying?
You just have to deal with it. You're not my mom.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's just so weird to do it that late. I don't understand that. I actually had so.
I think I would never do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would never do it. And because when they would hit 12, I'd be like, all right, I should probably tell him. And then I'd be like, I'll wait till he's 13. Oh, wait till he's 14. Oh, now he's like in high school. I don't want to fuck with him too much. And then I would just keep riding it out until they're dead.
You need to worry about like the family black sheep getting
yes.
drunk at the Christmas
well,
party.
Oh,
right.
I thought you were going
like,
to say.
You little fucking shit. You're not even part of this family.
I thought
like
you were going to say if you're the black sheep. Like if everybody is like tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, and
right.
you're like a short, fat,
right.
dark haired
oh,
kid.
Well, I'm assuming
no,
he looks
gotta
like
be
him.
Like,
yeah,
right.
you have to play the cards.
I'm assuming
house.
This isn't a black kid talking yeah. about his white parents and he's just figuring it out. But have you guys ever had like a family secret revealed to you like way later than it should have?
Oh, I got one.
Okay, I have one too, but you go first.
I think I'm going to beat you.
Okay, you probably will. Oh, then I'll go first.
Okay.
So when I was like 18, my parents were like, yeah, your grandmother was actually married before, you know, she married your grandfather. They got – and her first husband, they got in a car accident and the guy died. And your grandmother was in the hospital for an entire year. That's fucked
maybe,
up.
Maybe you don't beat me.
Yeah,
maybe,
but like what? Like so my grandfather, like, that's my grandmother's second husband. Like, it was – and, you know, obviously, this is a different time when people didn't
day.
Get divorced.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Well, how old were you when you found that out?
Like, 18.
So, this is, like, that's border – it's not the same as adoption,
but,
like, but
it's like
they
wait,
waited until –
yeah, like, that's a long time to tell me. Yeah.
Like,
see,
yo,
I didn't even
– your first grandpa was dead.
Yeah, right. Like, you could have easily not existed.
Right. That'll get you thinking.
Yeah.
In the middle of the
it's
night.
Fucked up.
You smoke a little weed. You're like, wait a second.
Right.
Whoa.
See, I didn't even I that like kind of similar situation happened to me, but I didn't even consider that a family secret because they told me so young.
Right,
so, like that's not like
right.
a big reveal to me. I was like, oh yeah, that happened.
Mine's a totally different direction. My aunt died last year, and we were at the cemetery to bury her, and my mom goes, "Oh no, do you think that they'll find the dog?" And I was like, "What?" My mom took my dog's ashes, broke into the cemetery where like a
Amazing.
Lot of my family is buried, dug up. In between my grandma and her sister's grave and buried the dog there. So when it came time to dig the hole for my aunt, they potentially might have found my dog there. And I'm sitting there. We're at the cemetery. I'm like, Mom, what do you mean they got to find the dog? She's like, Jax is in there. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's amazing. About? That's okay. But shout out to your mom, though. That's a ride or die move.
That's some par for the course shit for Mama Clancy. Yeah. The best part was as she was doing it, like a pseudo uncle type of connection drove by and was like, Hey, what are you doing?
She had a shovel and a box.
A shovel in a broad daylight. No, it was like even worse. It was like dusk. Like she was trying to sneak in, you know. And she was like, "Just you know, good to see you. See you later."
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
You mentioned some white and black people. We got one of the original black stoolies calling in here. I think I know who this dude is by his voice, to be honest. Let's have three white dudes talk about the dynamics of black people dating.
Yeah. So original black stoolie. Here, calling, first long time listener, first time caller. Told my girlfriend I had a threesome with these two white girls in college. As I said, I'm black. She's also black, and she hated that I dated white girls. So she's been trying to one-up me ever since. I have to break up with it, right? Viva.
I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, brown, purple, green, from this planet. Why are you telling your girlfriend you had a threesome, period, with girls that are not her?
Yeah, that's a family secret you don't say.
That you don't tell that one for 20, 30, 40 years. But it goes double, I would have to imagine. Black chicks do not like hearing when two white women have fucked one of their guys.
It's like a he got game situation.
Yeah, big time. Hey, you call a Becky 2 a.m.? Come over, suck your dick. Yeah, I mean, this is not even really a race question. You just don't say these things to your girlfriend.
Yeah, he just offered this up?
I don't know. I mean, under no circumstances should you say these things. We say this all the time, right, John? You don't tell the number. You don't tell your history unless you're on a radio show, in which case you tell it all of it and the world can know it. Other than that, you don't ever tell these things.
No. That's the extent of my answer.
Now,
sounds like he's subconsciously trying to break up with her.
Well, I mean, if what he's saying is true, that she's like trying to one-up him, like, yeah, you absolutely have to break up with this chick because she's going to go revenge fuck a bunch of white dudes.
She's getting bukkakeed soon, dude.
If she goes to revenge fuck a bunch of white dudes, she's going to come running back. Like,
yeah, true.
Like, wait, once you go white,
actually,
you come running back.
What's your girlfriend's number?
Like, yo, we'll just take this.
Yeah, we're no threats.
We will one-up the fuck out of you, dude. Not really. White, black, green, whatever. Just don't ever offer up these things to the person you're dating.
I don't understand how that's such hard information to know. Like, people always kind of ask like a similarly worded question. I still didn't get that, but I muscled through it. It should never be brought up. It should never be discussed. I think I've told like three girlfriends that I'd had sex with one person. And that was it.
Always. Just you, baby. Just you and one other. Maybe it's a situation where maybe, like, you know, you were friends first or came up before you were dating. I don't know. But then you got to be like, oh, no, I was lying.
That was also privileged information as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, not – that doesn't like, carry over.
It's a court of law. Like, strike that from the record.
Right.
You cannot hold that against
me. Oh, right. See, I know once I tell someone something like that
– I can't say
it. I cross off the date list ever.
Yeah.
Well, we could be Adam and Eve in 100 years.
And
we're never going to fuck or we're never going to date because –
Then again,
you know that, shit that no one should know.
She probably was all horned up. She's like, "Oh, you did two girls at once?
Wow,
big boy."
I mean, but yes, the final answer here is just break up with this girl because you will, bro. I am still hearing about things that aren't even remotely close to me having a threesome with two other girls for years on end because they hold grudges and they get drunk and things come out. They hold it over your head forever. Just cut the cord right now. Fights. You ever have sex with a mom?
No.
Dan?
A mom?
Yes.
No.
All right. Let's talk about it.
You have.
Barely. Like, barely. Like, maybe, like, only, like, a couple times.
Hey, KFC Radio. I just wanted to ask a question here. So, I've been thinking about this recently. You know, you see on Pornhub and all that about, you know, there's MILFs and, like, the whole MILF section and all that. And I know, KFC, you talked to Asa Akira about, you know, the whole MILF thing. But is there any way you could actually, like, have sex with a mom? You know, a mom maybe just got divorced or is, you know, just newly single or even in a relationship. I don't know. Just an actual mom. Thanks, guys. Viva.
Well, I guess the question now is, could you fuck a mom?
First of all, I do want to address one thing real quick, the Pornhub situation. I've blogged about this in the past, probably 2 or 3 months ago. Can someone explain to me what's going on the front page of Pornhub? Because it's all stepbrother, stepsister, stepmom. What's
that might
what's
be
the
just
deal?
Your that might be like
nope,
Google
nope,
AdSense.
Nope. Because it's me too.
No,
trust
it's
me.
It's everyone.
I looked into this before I blogged it because I didn't want that to backfire on me. It was not my recommended for you section. It was just like the
now,
new videos.
I'm going to take a step further. Have you watched those videos?
No, that
we talked about that last week, right?
John, you're going to tell me you never clicked on one.
No, hey, I don't do like that's perverted.
John, we're in the tree.
John,
we're in the tree.
We're in the microwave, bro.
We're in the microwave.
Why are you trying to tell me that I'm lying about
something? Because
when I've admitted everything on this show, why would I lie about this?
That's our point. Why would you lie about this?
Dan's going to get hit in the dick. Dude, we're in the same room now. Remember that.
Yo, it is almost impossible that you've never watched incest porn. Not once, just once.
No,
not even clicked on
time.
It.
That's maybe when you were drunk.
I'm from a fucking. I'm from a big family, so like family shit doesn't work for me.
Late night, came back, pizza order, waiting for Domino's.
There he goes. The dick punch is coming. There it is. We are grabbing each other's dicks in the microwave.
Okay, let's reel back.
Let's get back to Skype.
What's this guy's problem?
What are we talking about again?
He can't fuck a mom.
Yeah, he can't fuck with a mom. I will say this.
What?
There was a time where I can kind of understand where he's coming from, where it's like you would be weirded out. But now I'm thinking about like if my wife was ever back on the market, like
what's the problem?
People should have sex with
her.
I think it's like if they're truly older. So now we're talking more like cougar with the MILF, and it's like it would be a little weird if you like fucked a MILF and like her kids. Like I knew a dude who fucked he like went to this MILF's house, and her son, who was like 18 years old, like came home and was kind of like saw them like drinking together on the couch, being like, my mom's gonna fuck that dude, and was like, I'm assuming this has happened before because he was kind of like, "What's up, man? Like, how you doing?" Like, introduced himself and like went up to his room. That's a little weird.
Put his headphones on as loud as
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Some incest porn. Wrote some angsty fucking pop song about it.
Maybe I'm being too simplistic here, but if like a hot mom wants to fuck you, I don't care if you have to meet her kids and take them to Chuck E. Cheese and do all that, like. I think I could get over that hurdle.
I'm ultimately with you, but there is, I think, some level of like, this is a little strange.
I hooked up with a MILF in Newport. Not a MILF, not, sorry, a cougar, I guess is the difference. I always kind of, that's why I had to think about
right.
it when I first asked.
Not just
I
an old
it.
Chick.
And
I think cougar's weirder than MILF, because if you're young and hot and you happen to pop out a kid, like whatever, I think it's weirder when they're old. That's the X factor for me.
I checked her fridge for like kids' drawings and stuff like that. I don't know why. Now, I was like 18 or 19 when this happened.
You really shouldn't have cared then.
Now, I don't know. I think it weirded me out more, like, banging someone that a person had passed through their vagina when I was younger. Now, I don't give a fuck what's been in your vagina.
Yeah, that's thinking about it too much.
Kids, other dicks, foreign objects,
fucking
whatever.
Cucumber.
Diseases.
Right. That's like
whatever.
This is a keep it simple, stupid situation. Like, dude, if you're stopping and being like, wow, like, what is this mom's kid going to say? Or, wow, I can't believe she had a kid once. Like, just keep it simple, stupid, and have some sex.
Speaking of keep it simple, stupid, go to DollarShaveClub.com. They make it as easy as humanly possible to get your shave on. They will send you razors right to your door. They are much more affordable than what you'll pay in-store. You don't have to go to CVS. They come right to you. They'll come in monthly or bi-monthly shipments. I get it every other month. You can get all different types of blades. And now they have a whole array of men's gear. It's not just razor blades and razors. They've got lotions. They've got hair products. They've got it all. So right now, if you go sign up, you will get the first month for free. You'll look your best. You'll smell your best. You'll feel your best. And they've got their own original grooming formulas for your face, hair, and body. So once again, it's not just about shaving your face. It's everything else. Pre- and post-shave formulas, skin protection, killer hair, the whole nine. Go to DollarShaveClub.com. Use DollarShaveClub.com/KFC. And you get the first month for free. You just pay the shipping. And after that, it's only a few bucks. So once again, DollarShaveClub.com/KFC. Let's talk about pets.
What's up, guys? It's Dan from Milwaukee, the greatest suburb of Chicago. Got a question for the crew. I was watching a Planet Earth show the other day where they went to a remote village where they kill a bull when a tribe member dies to walk with it in the afterlife. Bunch of high guys, in my opinion, but got me thinking, other than a dog, what animal would you want as your afterlife buddy? Thanks. Viva. See ya.
Again, I have to stop before we get into the actual call because I didn't even hear the call because my mind was just processing the fact that he called Milwaukee.
It's the best suburb of Chicago. It's 90 minutes.
That's a suburb?
He also said,
I mean, it's 90 minutes. It's like you could – the thing about Chicago and Chicagoland, like people from Iowa say they're from Chicagoland. So Milwaukee definitely plays. It's literally 90 minutes door to door.
I think to be a suburb, you got to be in the same state.
People from Iowa say they're from Chicagoland. People from Indiana. I mean, Gary, Indiana is like the casino that we used to go to is right across the border. It takes 25 minutes from downtown Chicago Indiana.
But then you can call it like a tri-state area or
no,
something.
It's Chicagoland. No, Northwest Indiana is also Chicagoland.
That means like New York and Boston are like suburbs of each other.
That's 3 hours. That's a little different.
Providence is 45 minutes. I would never call Providence.
But Chicago's like 10 times bigger. It's like a Death Star. It just takes in everything.
This is some fucking Chicago
this
shit.
There's nothing else.
This is the Midwest all binding
there's
together.
There's nothing else.
Like,
so
we're
like,
stronger,
you got to anchor yourself to the real city.
I guess so. Jesus.
Milwaukee's underrated, by the way. Shout out to Milwaukee. Except for the Packer fans, which are all of them.
except for all the people who live there.
Yeah, but the actual city itself, underrated.
I'll tell you something. Milwaukee could be terrible in every other aspect. The fact that I can walk into a bar and Latrell Sprewell might be the bouncer there.
Yeah.
Great
town. And the fact that.
Great town.
You know, in Wisconsin, that if you go into a bar with your parents, you don't have to be 21. It's like the most Wisconsin thing ever. Yeah. You can go into a bar, you're like 18 years old, 17 years old. If your parents are with you, you can drink.
I've done that.
I don't know if it's still a law, but it was definitely a law when I was in college.
I don't think that's actually a law.
It was absolutely a law.
No, no, I'm just saying, I don't think it's like written down. I think it's like unspoken.
Yeah, just
you can just all booze.
Yeah.
I did that in Louisiana. Yeah. That flies too.
Yeah.
When I was like 16, I was in Louisiana and we were just drinking.
Wisconsin, you know, living in it. The winter sucks. People are fat. But they do know how to live. Like, it's like a good...
They're happy.
It's just nice. Yeah. Right. It's
we
nice.
Should move to like somewhere like that where we can be the handsome people. Because
oh,
I'll tell you
we
what.
We would be 10.
Dude, everyone's
a
10.
I was walking to work today. I was feeling high, like I told you. I was rocking out, feeling great.
You'll get knocked down real quick in this city.
Stood on a street corner next to this fucking 6'5 guy with the mane of a lion, a jaw that'll cut diamonds. I was like, who the fuck is this dude? Like, I was feeling good two
seconds
ago.
New York is intimidating.
I didn't even see him. He just, a bus drove by, and I saw his reflection in the window. And I was like, what the fuck is that, dude? What are you doing
out here?
You'll
run the gamut, man. You'll see the homeless guy having a seizure or the people using puddle water for
gotta go to Wisconsin.
Or you'll see,
we'd be fucking so studs, man. Everyone owns a boat and has a lake house in Wisconsin, too. It's easy living. It's easy living.
That's what we're retired to. We're all going to retire to Wisconsin. Yeah. The question here is, he was watching National Geographic. When some tribe member dies, they kill a wild bull to walk the afterlife with you.
That's badass.
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, I like the fact that he also specified no dogs, which I think I'm going to institute a rule here at KFC Radio. Anytime we have an animal question from here on out, dogs are not allowed because dogs are basically people. And the answer is always going
to
be dogs.
Yeah, we said this. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do dogs in any element. Not us picking it, and other people saying
like "Would you rather?"
Yeah, would you rather win the lottery or kill your dogs? Like, shut up, dude.
So the question is, what animal would you pick to be your afterlife companion? Walk the afterlife with you. A bull is dope. A bull is a great choice. Mm. I think the obvious next choice is probably lion, king of the jungle.
A bear.
Bears are – I feel like you're a bear guy.
I would love to.
I mean, because of the obvious,
but
just
bear.
Also because of, you know – like
a grizzly bear?
Yeah, you're just a big bear.
Yeah. Bear. Lion or bear? Final answer.
I think it's got to be lion, not only because they're king of the jungle, but they just sleep and fuck and
they're regal.
Eat. Yeah, and they got the mane blowing in the wind like that guy that Fights was attracted to on the corner the other day.
This morning.
What animal are you picking?
This is a weird one. This is the first one that came to mind, though. Bald eagle.
Okay,
I
think that would soar above you, alongside you.
And then, like, you know when they just hold their hand up and he comes and just lands on it?
Yeah.
That's fucking badass. Yeah.
Flapping and shit. And they're also, like, pretty, like, they'll fuck you
up.
Like,
they're
the
perfect hunter.
Yeah, they will protect you in the afterlife. So we're doing bear, lion, and eagle.
That's
to go
strong.
Along with the bull.
That's strong.
We should all just, like, kill ourselves right now and do that.
Did I tell you I might get a ferret?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I might get a ferret.
Ferrets are fucking...
Yeah, but that's the point, is like, Dave will leave me alone if I just, like... If
get a ferret...
Park My Take Corner has a ferret, like, a few ferrets just,
bro,
like, chilling...
I will murder those ferrets. I will tap John in, who has experienced murdering rats that get stuck to fucking traps, and we will kill those ferrets.
Do you know what I'm gonna get if you get a bunch of ferrets? I'm gonna get those, the balls that have the tail attached to them, and I'm just gonna roll them around and throw them at people.
We're going to, I don't know, it's dangerous, you know, now get? That I have like a spot that I can just have as many animals
yeah,
as
we
I want.
We gave Dan way too much freedom here. He should have been like in a small,
Tell me you're not going to get into Turtle Racing Fridays once I get 6 turtles and we have high stakes Turtle Racing Fridays.
Can we do like Turtle Racing Mondays? I don't want to come in on Fridays. But you know how when you have a fish, it'll grow as big as the tank? You should know this because you're a fucking multiple fish owner now.
Yep.
We needed to keep you in a tiny closet because you'll grow way too big otherwise, literally and figuratively. The ferrets are
disgusting.
You should get chinchillas. Chinchillas are made for one thing only, and that's like slaughtering for Cameron to wear a fucking fur vest. But other than that, I there's no purpose for chinchillas to be in existence.
I don't even know what the fuck a chinchilla is, to be totally honest.
That's what I mean.
Sounds
gross. Never even seen one.
I kind of smiled to go along with it, to not look an idiot.
It's just like a grosser ferret.
I'm telling you, they're just around for slaughtering, right? I mean, that's why they're put on this earth. Let's get into some office talk since we're all grizzled veterans.
Hey, KFC, I had a good one for you. Would you guys rather have your own personal office or your own personal bathroom? I know you guys are into the cube world nowadays. We use that term loosely. What would you rather have, your own personal bathroom or your own personal office?
Personal bathroom or personal office? I think both of these are highly coveted at the moment right now here in the office. To give some context, the bathroom situation here is a disaster.
Yes.
We have 2 rooms with 1 toilet each. There's no urinal situation. There's no multiple stalls. It is just a toilet on a floor in 2 closets, one of which is kind of designated for Erica because she's the only chick. That really hasn't held up. But if she wants it, it's kind of like she's got dibs, which really – so we technically have like 1.5 for 30 guys. It actually has been
better. We need
better.
Troughs. We need troughs.
We don't need
we
troughs.
We need a whole
we
room of just
urinals.
Troughs.
We need urinals. We don't need troughs, okay? We're not going to have, like, Brett running in there with buckets of ice to pour in there so we can piss on the ice like it's fucking Wrigley in 1910.
We need troughs.
We don't need troughs.
Or just a hole in the wall.
Troughs
like,
and
middle
ferrets. That's all Dan wants in this fucking place.
Listen, if I have to sit in this office and be watched by Big Brother Portnoy the entire time. He is sick in the head,
so
by the way.
Sick in the fucking
sick
head.
In the head. He was watching. We were in a meeting, and he was watching all the cameras and being like, I hope someone fights right now.
So, yeah,
I hope someone fights right
to
now.
To paint the picture, we have like a flat screen with every quadrant. There's 9 screens, 9 quadrants, all with different angles of the office, and he watches it like it's porn.
Right.
I honestly
disgusting.
Think Dave might stroke it to,
it's
to his little fucking Big Brother
it's
style.
Disgusting. So if that is going on, I think that troughs are not that crazy. But yes, our bathroom situation is fucked up. I'll start the answer to this question. I'd probably go personal office.
Just because of the time?
Just pee in a fucking Gatorade bottle in your personal office. You got both.
See, I'm going personal bathroom because I don't like being left out of stuff. So when I would hate to have Dave's office because like he can hear chatter and laughter, but he can't hear what it's about. So it's like you're kind of just sitting there like the Grinch all day, like hearing the who's and who.
Yeah,
be like, ah,
sure.
You motherfuckers. And we're all like, ah, we fucking hate you. But
I should clarify. If it's this office, then I agree. I was thinking like
a
any
true office where you don't want any contact.
Yeah, then I don't want
a cube
we're not
corner
normal.
Office is like fucking gold.
I feel like it was the question was about this.
Yeah, so then a bathroom.
Then and because I haven't taken a shit here yet because it's like Jay's right there. I don't want.
Yeah, I
know.
That's the
like,
thing too. Is you know. I think Dave was in passing, walking by, muttering to himself, because that's what he does now. He was like, fucking Nate is like so afraid to go to the bathroom. I'm like, well, probably because you'd put it on blast if he took a shit that was too smelly, or you probably filmed it and you'd like blog it or something, dude. It's not unreasonable to be afraid to take a shit right next to you. I mean, he was sitting there that day. The whole situation where everything you do is under a microscope here, it's not that crazy to not want to take a shit in this place.
What Dave hasn't realized is that the idea of cameras running 24/7 is just going to backfire because we're all just going
to sit there.
Clem was like, I didn't eat anything the first day.
Right.
It's like, what?
Right, because he knows that he would be wide load Clem. Look at everything he ate today. It's like, oh my God, someone was eating food and pooping. This fucking place is so funny. Fucking stupid. Yeah, I mean, in a real office setting where you can go somewhere, close your door, be hungover without anybody knowing, say what you want, do what you want, and not have to talk to anybody you don't like. I mean, that is literally priceless. In this situation, we could definitely use a new bathroom with some urinals and
troughs.
Some stalls, not a trough. No troughs.
I can't believe we thought
just a hole in the ground.
Two bathrooms for 40 people is going to work.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're seven-figure office. And we kind of dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, we have like 12 interns coming.
Well, speaking of all these.
Hey, KFC, it's Kevin from Chicago. I got a two-part question for you guys. So you were saying on the last KFC radio how great it was that you could work from home whenever you got a boner. You guys could just rip one out, crank it wherever you wanted. Now you guys are in the office. You don't have that luxury. So my question to you is, who is going to be the first Barstool employee to crank one out at the office if you had to put some money on it? And two, what would be the punishment for whatever Barstool employee did masturbate at the office, considering that public shame is already pretty much thrown out because you guys got fucking cameras everywhere in that place? Another question off subject. What's the status of the bet between you and Hank? Because it looked like from one of the Snapchats the other day, Hank was slugging back a beer. Looking forward to these answers. Viva.
Yeah, first we'll address that. In Nantucket, Hank told me that when he moved to New York, he was going to not drink for 7 consecutive weekends. And I bet him like $5,000. I was like, I will actually give you $5,000 if you can do this. He was like, no, dude, I swear. When I get there, I'm going to be focused on work Thursday through Sunday. I'm not going to have a single beer. And I've never laughed in someone's face with more positive assurance than this. I was like, okay, you young, dumb idiot. There's no way you're going to move to New York and stop drinking entirely.
And then he went to Syracuse, and I like pulled up the Snapchat on Saturday morning, and Hank was blasted. And I texted him. I was like, hey, Hank, so proud of you for not drinking, man. I know that was hard. And then he just replied. He's like, I wasn't in New York City. New York City only.
I knew that was going to be his little loophole, yeah. Only when I'm at home. Okay, so back to the original question. First of all, what would be the punishment? I feel like Portnoy would give you a fucking raise if you jerked off here to turn into his fun house.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't think this will happen because of the cameras, because you really got to be a lunatic. But let's handicap it. Like, who would be the most likely if there wasn't that X factor of the cameras? Because I'll tell you right now, if someone does crack one off with knowing that the cameras are rolling,
but you would get that person. How would you get caught?
You don't think that Dave has like Gaz run through this like every day? I'm sure Gaz has to like.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do it in them.
Oh, you're saying like someone off hours, like at their desk?
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
Got it.
Let's be more realistic here. Bathrooms. Who would be? Okay. And also, first of all, Erica has gotten us couches that are being delivered. The only rule that we've heard so far in the office is no sex on it. Don't come on the couch.
I like how she asked it like it was a favor, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
please don't come on the couch.
Like, oh, okay. I will stop being the blogger who swims in pussy 24/7.
Yeah. It's just fucking chicks at my office.
You don't really know us as well as you think you do.
I guess I'll put it on hold.
Right. Like, if she had known what to do, it would have just been like, don't sleep on the couch, because that's all that we're going to do.
Right. All right. So we've narrowed it down to bathrooms.
Although she does have to realize that, like, just saying that makes me kind of be like,
I want to fuck on the couch.
Don't tell
now.
Her what to do.
She has to realize that she's dealing with 5-year-olds.
Yeah, you're not my boss, even though you are.
If you had said,
you're not the boss of me.
If she had said, like, you guys should fuck on my couch, I'd be like, no way. That's weird. Like, I can't even ever have sex.
Right.
So, but now.
Sex
like,
with myself on your couch. There we go.
So, who do we got? I mean.
So I'm going to have a confession. I haven't
Dan's
done it
jerked
yet.
Off in
no,
the
no,
office.
I haven't. But I definitely, this guy is right. I had a moment, like, I think it was maybe Tuesday or Monday, and I was, like, looking on the internet, like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Like, it was definitely a moment where I was, like, at home,
it would be,
I'd be jerking off right now. I was, like, shit.
I wish I could watch some stepsister.
Yeah, like, right this now. Sucks, because now I'm in an office full of dudes.
Dude, I saw a thumbnail in the fucking media gallery. I was like, damn, that ass looks good.
Fuck. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to throw out a little dark horse. I feel like Spags would probably do it.
Oh,
I feel like Spags would for sure jerk off in the bathroom.
That is a very solid pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's an under-the-radar but sneaky good pick.
Yeah.
I feel like Hank's always a wild card. Just like young, dumb, and stupid. Maybe he'd just be like, I got to jerk off. I mean, listen, we sit here all the time and say the power of jerking off. Like, you need to jerk off before you do anything important.
Right.
So, I don't know. You got a big, like, video to make, Hank, or Dave's, like, really riding you and something. You know, you got to have a clear head.
It's definitely going to be – it's not going to be during, like, regular office hours. It's definitely going to be – so Hank actually might be a good pick as well, because it's like –
you know, part of my tapes, yeah. We tape till like midnight on Thursdays and Sundays. Then PFT and I leave. Hank's sitting here. He's like, damn, got to edit this. Yeah, that's actually the answer.
I mean, that's already happened.
Yeah, no, yeah, that has happened. Yeah. We got to the bottom of that pretty quickly.
How funny would it be if it was like Keith?
Keith's in here early as shit.
I know. Maybe,
oh.
Maybe he will.
And okay. You know what? We haven't really delved into the tech guys, because the tech guys get here early, too.
Those guys are always.
And they know how to delete the footage.
You know what they would do? They would make it like speed. They looped it, so it looks like they're still at their desk while they're just fucking like cranking speed? One off on Dave's chair.
Like Speed, the movie? No? Loops?
That's
you said Speed.
What the fuck, Dan?
Did you black out for
a
second?
I totally did. You said it too fast. I thought you meant Speed like they would speed it up. Oh. So I was like, no, like Speed, the movie.
I was like,
yeah, no, because you said it so quickly in the sentence. I thought it was, you're talking about actual speed. Okay. Good. We cleared that up, guys.
I thought he was too at first.
Damn Skype. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, man. Tonight is Thursday night football, so maybe somebody will be watching here late. You know, alone by themselves.
Keith said one of the tech guys comes in every day before him, and he just sits here in the dark because he doesn't know where the lights are.
Yeah, I mean that's just,
guy jerks off.
Yeah,
that guy fucks himself.
Before you fuck yourself, go over to DraftKings.com and make your lineup for this week in football. Week two is here. $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. John, guess how much it costs to enter this one?
I bet it costs
$0.
$0. Zero American dollars. Zero Japanese yen. Zero British pounds. It costs no money to join this. $100,000 in prizes up for grabs. You don't have to pay a thing to get involved. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. There are no season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players that you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. They've even got 50-50 contests where all you got to do is finish in the top half to win cash. Hurry over to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code KFC to play for free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. Once again, the contest is free. No deposit required, so there is really no reason not to play. Promo code KFC, play for free in your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. You guys want to talk about genocide?
Why not?
Hey, guys. This is John from Barstool Trent Territory. I would like to ask, would you rather every time you laugh, a dog dies, or every time you fall in love, a new genocide occurs? I already kind of have an idea what you guys would all say, but I'd love to hear your reasons. Viva.
I'm going to extend this here. Every time you laugh, a dog dies, which we've already said is off limits, but we're trying to get the word out there. Dogs are back in. Every time you fall in love, there's a genocide. I'm going to extend this beyond, relationships, because I don't think this gang is falling in love multiple times or anything anytime soon. I'm married, and I don't even know if I'm in love.
I'm going to back up here. Larry, too. I love him. Seriously, he survived the first night, and I was like, damn, I love this goldfish.
This is perfect. So you love Larry, too.
Yep.
That means, boom, someone in, like, there's been, like, a Rwanda genocide. Or every time you laugh, a random dog drops dead.
You can't answer this question.
Guess what you have to do.
I can answer this question. It's love. It's definitely
the genocide. Yeah. You're down with the mass genocide.
But there's also some dogs out there that kind of suck.
You got to just hope it's one of those dogs, though. What if it could be your dog?
I laugh.
You can't risk that.
It's
laughing dog dies?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I've laughed. I would have killed 50 dogs today.
That's true.
Right.
I'm committing dog genocide by laughing.
Laugh.
That's true.
We laugh a
dog
lot.
Aside.
We do laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And plus, look. Okay. All
right. I know what you're going to say. You don't give a shit about a bunch of people in Africa getting slaughtered, right? Right?
Am
I alone? Is that just
genocides? They don't really happen in the good places.
That was said very eloquently, John. I'm happy you thought that one through.
You
nailed it.
They don't happen in the places where, like, you hear about, which I guess is the problem.
Yeah, you get, like, the Time magazine article 5 years later.
Right.
I
won't even know that my love killed 2 million people. Until I'm 40. At that point.
How
long did it take for Hotel Rwanda to get made?
Forever.
Right. It did. A lot of production time.
Imagine this, though. Like, you meet some chick at the bar. You hit it off. you're like, oh my God, I love this chicken. You wake up the next morning and like 2 million people in like Texas are dead.
Yeah, true.
Like, oh, whatever. Whatever. See, I'll even that out. That statement.
That's Texas, another bad place.
Texas is fine. Yeah. You want to take 2 million Texans off my hands?
Yep.
Fucking go ahead.
Yep.
All right. So it comes down to you just don't really care about poor people being killed, John, really.
I really don't care about many people outside of this room.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. Coley's in here,
would
too.
Would you say that?
Shout out to Coley.
Would you say that you're in love with us and would you risk some genocide?
Uh-oh.
Because now we're getting a little meta.
No.
Now it's getting circular.
I love you guys. I'm not in love with you guys.
Oh.
That's how you get out of it, folks.
Not the first time Johnny said that one.
It hurts.
What else have we got here? Let's give some girls some advice.
Hey, guys. It's Molly from Philly. So I'm getting married in November, and I'm trying to figure out what to get my fiancé. So what do you guys think is the best gift for him? Thanks.
Can I just say that, Molly, everyone hates you for making them go to your wedding instead of watch college football. Just a shout out.
Well, I mean, I kind of did the same thing, right?
Dave and I bet so many games in the back of that church. We had
no other way.
Everything going on in that fucking day. This is how fucked up it is with gambling is, like, I remember moments just from games. That was when Wisconsin lost at Northwestern, and I had so much money on Wisconsin. So
I believe
that was your wedding night. That was your wedding night.
Worst night of dance life.
Man. I seriously remember all my memories are like, oh, yeah, that was that game.
What do you mean?
Like, get them.
What do you get them? Like, yeah. You don't get anything.
Anal.
Blowjobs.
Anal.
Yeah, I mean, side piece. Like, not, I don't know, dude, not a monogamous agreement.
I didn't know that was a thing. You get your husband a present.
I think technically Duncan was, like, my gift, which was, like, such a fucking bullshit way to do it, you know?
But, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, we were going to get a dog anyway. And she was like, that was, like, the engagement gift. I don't think I got anything. Did I get something? I'm sure I got something. I'm getting in trouble for not knowing it.
I
basically got a fucking kid from it. Yeah. We had like 35 seconds.
I don't know. Like, if you're really going to get him something, be like, I'm going to send you to, you know, a big football game once a year or something.
Give him
once a year.
Yeah. I mean, but like, that's like, that would be like
him,
nice.
Just give him, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Not specifically a game. Give him a weekend a year.
Right.
Pick a weekend and be like, from here till our divorce, which is probably going to happen.
Yeah.
You get your own weekend.
Yeah. Not a hall pass, but just you get to do whatever you want.
Right. You don't get to, like, fuck chicks. You just get to be – you can literally go with your buddy somewhere. You can just, like, go down the block and get a hotel and just stay by yourself and not be around.
Right.
I would do anything for a weekend away, and, I mean, I would treat that weekend like the fucking last days of my life.
Yeah, and you know what? It ends up actually working in your favor because, like, Kevin and I always talk about when you get old, it's like – after drinking for a full week, I don't want to drink ever again.
Yeah, you'll come back and be like a better husband because you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't locking want that. Your kid and making him smoke a pack of cigs.
Smoking like a single guy.
I would
because you do that all the time.
But no, but it's just like there's so much pressure once you have that weekend, bro.
No, I don't think so. I think I just like
I gotta make the most of this weekend. It's my one weekend.
I will tell you what.
And then
more often than
not, you're always gonna know when you walk out too. You're gonna know she doesn't really approve of this weekend. I would rather just do it.
They don't ever approve of anything, really. But at least you can be like, you agreed to this, bitch.
Right, because this is why bachelor parties become so important, because it's basically that weekend. But once you run out of bachelor parties, it's like you can't just travel by yourself. You can't be like, I'm going to go see my buddy. And you're like, what? You're going to spend money and go
elsewhere and just be around other people instead of me?
Right. So listen, Molly, do that.
I got a bachelor party this weekend. And I have
where?
Been Charleston, South Carolina.
That's where I slept in that abandoned house. So go find that.
I have not done the proper build up to a weekend though. You know how
you got to get sleep. You got to get
No. Oh. I mean with the wife. Like when you got to do some nice thing.
You fucking idiot.
Well, it's been this. Barstool shit.
You're
so now she's like already kind of mad.
Flowers tonight.
I guess she's gonna be like, yeah, okay. Throw these in the fucking garbage,
I'm talking
idiot.
About sleep. I need to sleep like a cat for like 5 days before a bachelor party just so I can stay out past midnight.
Yeah, I mean, I told everyone on the bachelor party, I think I'm the only one who's got a kid. I was like, this is not about the bachelor. This is not about anybody except for me. And I might just like fucking hang out at the house and go to sleep. I might not even party with you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be my weekend, whatever
Charleston's
I want it to
be. Charleston's fun, though. Charleston's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard good things.
Are you staying at the beach or are you staying downtown?
I know we just rented a house.
It's probably by the beach.
Beach, right?
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is you have to take like really long cab rides, but it's still a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I can deal with that. Trust me. Let's jump into a little more wedding talk. We'll do one more after that, and we'll call it a day.
Hey, KFC, John from Jersey here. First time, long time. I just had a question. I got wedding season coming up. I got back-to-back weddings. I'm fairly new to the wedding scene, kind of younger. What's your take as far as the dance floor? I mean, do you go out there and crush it? Do you kind of hang out on the side of it? I mean, Big Cat, do you hang out like by the buffet table? I mean, I'm sure KFC's just sitting there checking Twitter. Feidelberg, judging off your video last week, like obviously you killed the dance game. All right, let me know. Viva.
How do you handle the wedding dance floor? John, you do kill the dance floor. You're a big dancer. You're in on it.
I feel the room though. Like I didn't dance much at your wedding because like I have to feel comfortable to dance. And, like I didn't know a lot of people at your wedding.
Correct.
Dan was out there doing the worm.
It's all about the band. I went to a wedding recently that the band.
I disagree with that.
Really?
That is not entirely on the band. I think it's about the crowd too.
It's the crowd and the band, but the band has a big piece, part of it. I was at a wedding a couple weeks ago, and the band was like playing like a half a step too slow all the songs, and just can ruin the vibe.
Absolutely, right. that can kill the whole dance floor. But I'm saying, if this dude is looking for the advice on how to do the dance floor, if you go to the bride, it's all about the bride.
Right.
You don't want to be like upstaging the bride. You don't want to be like fucking, I don't know, doing something ridiculous on the dance floor so it's like all eyes on you. So you don't want to go like too into the dance floor.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to be like Portnoy just sitting on the outskirts.
Well, there's a definite flow to a wedding dance floor. It's like the beginning of the wedding. When the wedding dance floor opens up, you want to be there because it's action. It's everyone's there. It's a good time. Usually go like two or three songs, then take a breather. Then it will pick up again, and you'll see like when you need to get back in. But I usually only go for like 10-minute spurts. I'll go like 3 to 4 songs, and I'll take a break.
Right.
I get a little tired.
Yeah, you get sweaty.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be the sweaty guy at the wedding.
And then it is like all eyes on you because it's like that dude's been like fucking
way too much
for like an hour straight.
Take a break.
You gotta mix it in a little bit. Just it's like every other fucking question. Like just don't be an asshole. Just be normal. Go out there and dance a little bit. You don't have to like break dance. You don't have to. You just fucking do a little white guy dance. Twirl around. Go get a drink.
Basically,
come back later,
exactly.
Get a drink.
It's basically like, think about it this way. It's 2 hours, getting a drink, drinking that drink on the dance floor while dancing, then going to get a drink, maybe talking to someone, drinking that drink. Like, that's basically
that's
the flow you get into. Right.
I also think I don't hate the idea of maybe you know what songs are hot at the moment. Maybe be like, there's this song I'm going to crush. Like, when that comes on, I'm going to hit the dance floor. Make yourself a little game plan. But I would say ultimately that having gone through a wedding, you want people dancing. So like if you're like, should I dance, should I not dance? Like always default to dancing if you're thinking about worrying other people. Just don't go over the top with it.
Have you reached that? I've reached the age now where the last two weddings I went to, one I didn't even make it to the dance floor.
Oh,
I was just like, I'm going to bed.
I haven't considered dancing in like 2 years.
And then the last one.
You guys are so goddamn fucking old.
Yeah. It's just,
you're not that old.
No,
you're not
that old. I'm not that old. It's just, you know what it is? It's like, either I want to go 100 or I'm at zero. I don't go 50 miles an hour anymore, and I only go 100 every now and then. So if I'm not feeling it, I'd rather just be in bed.
Yeah, I'm a red light, green light.
I'll hit the dance floor with Caitlin, and we'll like, again, it's almost like to put on the show. I'm not sitting here like, I'm loving dancing at this wedding right now. I am washed up, though. I mean, I admit that.
Oh, dude, we're so fucking washed up.
Yeah, John's coming, though. He's so fucking high on his high
horse. I can't
wait
till you get washed up. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's like I'm washed, dude.
Yeah, the acceptance. You literally let it wash over you, and you're like, I'm literally washed.
Yeah.
You're coming. It's not, and you're going to, it's coming
earlier
for you.
I'm sure I'm coming. I'm not going to be like a 50-year-old, but you guys are 30.
31, going on 32.
Bro, the difference between late 20s and early 30s, massive.
It's so
dude, everyone fucking says, that's such a bullshit fucking
No, it's not.
Like,
no, it's
everyone's
not.
Like,
it's
the
really
difference
not.
Between
no,
22 and 25, the difference between 27 and 25, the difference between 30 and 27.
The difference between late 20s and early 30s, I mean, it all, because it usually coincides with like marriages or steady girlfriends and kids
just
and
being
shit.
Being tired. just tired. I'm
fat,
just tired.
Being tired, getting out of shape. And also, by the time you're 30, you've done this like 50,000 times.
I know what you're saying, that people always say, oh, yeah, like the difference between it's very distinct. It's 22 to like 26
It's 27 to like 29, and then it's 29 on.
Yeah, people do always say like once you're above 30.
Oh yeah, because right, yeah, once you're over 30, you never feel worse ever again.
No, like, I'm just saying like
50 doesn't feel worse than 30.
The social aspect where you're like, I don't give a fuck.
It's like 22 to 25, 26 is you go out every weekend and you party like you're in college. 26 to 29, you're like halfway in, halfway out. You still have the energy, but you're also like having a quarter life crisis.
You know, we've had this conversation on the show like 10 times.
We're right,
and these ages always change.
No, they don't.
No,
they change with me. Yes,
they
do. They
don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
They change with me.
No, they don't.
Yes,
I will say this. I have told you, I've probably been premature in saying, like, you're about to be washed up. Like, when you were 26, I was like, it's coming.
Yeah, we did do that prematurely.
That was too early.
But we've been right about everything. You don't go out as much as you used to go out. Like, we can see you being washed up slowly. You're not there yet.
When you go to a bar,
no, I don't. I don't.
John, if you go to a bar, will you dance at a bar?
It depends on the bar. It depends on the mood. Like I read the room. I read the room.
I would probably
I will dance at a bar.
Never dance at a bar
right now. If the mood calls for it.
Like if I'm barely dancing at a wedding, I'm not just gonna like hop on the bar.
We're just saying it's okay to be washed up.
Yeah. Just let us have
it. It is
okay?
Too. It's just like we just sit here, it's like, I'm tired.
I am.
All right.
I am. I'm tired.
last voicemail of the day. It's brought to you by National Debt Relief. Your boy Big Cat, I feel like he has not been doing too well in the gambling scene.
No.
Chances are he might be in debt sooner rather than later. But did you know, Dan, that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? You have more control than you think. And if you're thousands of dollars in debt, if you don't want to declare bankruptcy, you don't want to consolidate everything into a huge loan, you can call National Debt Relief. They've helped thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million in debt. That's a big number. They have a proven track record, so you don't have to panic every time your bills come in. You don't have to just keep paying the minimum. Paying the minimum on your credit card is a terrible, terrible feeling. Where you just sit there paying the minimum, and it's like a drop in the ocean. You don't even have to have bill collectors coming after you. Just go to National Debt Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know your options, and National Debt Relief can be the best choice you never knew you had. Call this number now. It's 800-978-5484. That's 800-978-5484. Last one of the day.
Hey, guys. I was wondering how long do you think you could survive in an IKEA without getting caught? You can't leave. You can only eat those weird Swedish meatballs. And I think I could last only 2 weeks, but my roommate says that she can do a month. I feel like Big Cat's going to say like 3 years or something. But love to hear it. Bye.
How long could you survive in an IKEA without getting caught? First of all, it's wild to me that chicks sit around talking about the dumb shit that we do, too. Like, they're sitting there watching, like, The Bachelor instead of a game, and they're like, hey, Susie, how long do you think you could survive in an IKEA without getting caught just eating the meatballs? It's like, why? Don't – that's what, like, idiots like us do. You guys should be better than that. But
I went to an IKEA for the first time.
Hell on Earth.
Yeah,
it was way worse than anyone's ever explained.
Oh, really? I was gonna say like I feel like it's you should be prepared for how bad it is going.
It's so bad.
It was terrible. It was like a shitty maze.
Yep.
And then you just end up in that last scene of the Lost Ark when they're kind of just putting that thing. It's like I don't understand it at all.
And there's no other. When we moved. Miss Cat and I, we went to IKEA and we're like, all right, we're never going back to IKEA. This is the worst experience ever. And then we started looking for furniture. Like, everything's seven times as expensive. Mm-hmm. So then you go back to IKEA.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even giving free shout outs, but there are places we can get it around the same price.
I don't know, man.
And it comes
IKEA's
built.
Cheap as fuck.
Dude, like, I was with Lewis while he was shopping. And I was like, I was just playing on my phone like a sad little teenage girl. Like, Dad, why the fuck are we here?
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking around him looking at stuff.
It's the worst.
It was horrible. Like the maze aspect where it's just, I don't think you could last very long because everything just funnels. Like there's not.
Oh, they know exactly.
I think I do think you could last like half a year in there. You just live under a bed. And then when the store opens.
That's where the killers always live.
No, but like you could honestly sleep under. If you got under a bed like at a reasonable time, I think you could live in an IKEA for 6 months.
But what happens when you have to get out from under the bed?
During store hours. You wait till store hours, then you just walk around
and
eat food and like, go to the bathroom.
If anybody sees you, you can be like, I was just checking out. Like,
In this situation, we're hiding from security. I thought we were in like a horror movie.
No, the rules actually should be that you can leave during the day.
Wait, why did you think we were in a horror movie?
I don't know. That's what IKEA makes me think of.
If I could leave during the day, then I could last like 6 months.
No, you can't leave. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
Then you can go to
actually, okay, then I'm going to change my answer. It's more like 2 weeks because I think having the same clothes on every day would make you very suspicious eventually.
And you would eventually stink.
Right. And then people are like, wait, that guy's been here every single day. Right.
So that's what would get you.
2 weeks.
You would absolutely stink if all you could eat was the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah. Here's the real answer. Lasting a weekend when it's like super busy in IKEA, like if you're like got to go to IKEA Friday and you got to make it to Monday, would be the easiest thing of all time.
To not like mentally, but like just not getting caught.
Right.
Yeah.
The easiest thing.
I think the hardest thing here is that you would be in an IKEA, probably kill yourself.
Yeah, right. But the actual logistics of hiding in an IKEA wouldn't be that hard.
No,
in my opinion.
It's a zoo.
And you can hide under so much furniture.
Right. It's the best place ever to hide. All right, that's it for episode 185. I'd like to thank my friends at Wealthfront for sponsoring today's podcast. It's a transparent and affordable financial advisor that can help you invest your hard-earned dollars and reach your financial goals. So listen, not a lot of us have a ton of money. We don't really know exactly what we're doing. You think, you know, you always got a buddy who gives you like a stock tip. Get in on this. Nobody knows what they're talking about. You can't afford some of the higher-priced financial advisors. Well, Wealthfront combines world-class financial experts and Silicon Valley's best technology to build a modern financial service company that allows you to access your account anytime you want, online or through your phone. There's no trading commissions. That's huge. And it's free for accounts under 10 grand. So if you only want to invest a little bit of money, you're not paying any sort of fees. And if you got a little bit of cash and you want to go over 10 grand, their management fee is only 0.25%. So go to the wealthfront.com/KFC. And you can get $15,000 managed for free. That's wealthfront.com/KFC. Once again, one more time, wealthfront.com/KFC. Feidelberg, any last words for us, brother?
Mm-mm.
Peace.
Dude, so much better in person.
So
much funnier.
Dude, get him out. Get your fucking furniture from Wayfair. Wayfair's like not much.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.